Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Joining us now is the Green Bay Packers' new head coach, Matt LaFleur on Wilde and Tausch.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
Matt LaFleur, Matt Nagy, and Matt Patricia. Who is the most famous non-NFC North head coach not named Matt? No, I'm sorry.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio at ESPN Madison.
Who is the most famous non-NFC North head coach named Matt? Matt Damon, Matt Ryan, somebody else.
And celebrating 10 great years on ESPN Wisconsin.
Can you repeat that question?
Sorry.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now, and it begins with the weekend preview.
Yes, it does. Bunch of games on a loaded college football sports weekend. Do we call this the first sports weekend of the fall with it being Labor Day weekend, or do we wait till after Labor Day to say it's the first fall sports weekend? What's the official?
Let's say after. I would say after Labor Day. This is still summer.
Well, then it's the last summer sports weekend of the year.
All right.
There you go.
I'm on board with that. Yeah.
College football action started last night. Pretty weak week one slate, got to admit, around college football. Wisconsin-Notre Dame is one of the marquee matchups. I'm going to give you a bunch of games. You tell me which one is the most intriguing to you over this Labor Day weekend. Tonight, a pair of college football games, both kicking at 8 o'clock tonight. Fresno State-USC, we'll see how many fans are there. Or Miami and Stanford, that last game is on ESPN. Fresno State-USC on Fox. Tomorrow afternoon, Boise State and Oregon, Jason, 2:30 Saturday on CBS. Clemson LSU, the nightcap tomorrow, Saturday night, ABC, 6:30 kickoff, also on the ESPN app. Tausch, this one's for you. Central Michigan and New Mexico, 9 o'clock tomorrow night on FS1. Your guy, Jason Eck.
Yeah.
Is this year two for the Lobos or year three for him?
Year two in New Mexico. Yeah, that will be on, I'm hoping. I talked to our team yesterday. We're hoping that will be making an appearance at our 10-year anniversary. But the Stanford-Miami game is intriguing. And you said it was out in Stanford, right?
That is a Stanford home game. Yes, Miami at Stanford.
And is Stanford in the ACC? Is that a conference game?
That is
right,
a conference game, yes.
I love it.
Stanford in Palo Alto, California, in the Atlantic Coast Conference.
Yeah. That, to me, is the intriguing one up to this point. Obviously, the New Mexico we're going to watch, and we'll have that tuned in as well. But Miami was the runner-up last year. And they are – I was just listening to a college football podcast – claiming there's seven teams that have a chance to win the national championship. Miami is one of them. And if that's going to be the case, obviously they're going to need to go out and take care of business. I'm sure they will. But that's that one is interesting to me. We'll take a look at that one.
Miami is an attractive pick to win the title this year. Apple Cups Sunday, the prelude to Wisconsin-Notre Dame on NBC, Washington State and Washington. It should be fun on Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock on NBC. SMU Florida State Monday Night Football on ESPN. That's also an ACC conference game. And then baseball still in action this weekend, too. Brewers Reds Friday, Saturday, Sunday, including an 11 a.m. first pitch on Sunday. That's kind of convenient for all of us that are going to be involved with that Wisconsin game. 11 a.m. Brewers Reds. And then the big one, Labor Day Monday, 1:10 at American Family Field. Brewers and Cubs starting their final three-game set of the regular season. All right, all those games, what's the most attractive to you guys?
Jason?
I'm in with Coach Eck. I was actually thinking about maybe getting some Lobos gear. I look good in red. I hear somebody's got some nice red shoes for our events coming up. And I may watch some of Oregon, but probably not, frankly. I will watch Wisconsin-Notre Dame. That I will have on. But on Saturday night, that 9 p.m. start time between Central Michigan and New Mexico. I'll be probably working on my Sunday story for Channel 3000. So that'll be the game I have on when I'm writing.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, the Brewers, everything Brewers related now, I think there's an interest in. College football-wise, everything is peaking for me to Sunday night. And leading up to that, I'm intrigued to kind of just get an idea of where teams are. And as I said yesterday with Matt, when we were discussing the Notre Dame-Wisconsin game, special teams always make these huge impacts in these games. And we saw that last night with the Georgia Tech-Colorado game. And that's it always separates, especially early in these seasons. Special teams matter. That won a game last night for Colorado.
Tausch, tell us about Prize Picks.
Well, football's back. Prize Picks is making it even more exciting with a totally stacked September. All month long, Prize Picks bringing users a new promotion every day. You got Sam Darnold, 0.5 yards. All kinds of great things. And the app, it is simple to use. Select 2 to 6 players. Choose more or less on player projections like passing yards, rushing yards, fantasy score, made kicks. Prize Picks also features live box scores, improved search functionality, and social features that let you find popular picks and copy them with one click. So get ready for kickoff and make your first lineup on Prize Picks. Download the app, use code WI, and you get $150 instantly in lineups if you win your first $5 lineup. Again, download the app today. Use code WI to get $150 instantly in lineups if you win your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game.
The game we'll be doing, Cardinal and White game preview. It's next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Before we can get to the Cardinal and White game preview, AmFam is a great partner of Badgers Athletics. They're a great partner of the Packers. They're a great partner of Wildy and Tausch.
Indeed. All from the jump, AmFam has been with us, and they're trying to help you as a Packer fan. Sundays at Lambeau just got better thanks to American Family Insurance. Enter the Dream Weekend Sweepstakes. Your chance to win the ultimate Packers game day experience. Winners score tickets to the November 15th game. Pre-game tailgate in Titletown. Signed Jordan Love jersey. Historical Packer tour. Swag and more. Your dream weekend is waiting. Don't miss it. No purchase is necessary. You can see all the rules and enter at amfam.com/Packers.
Time now for the Cardinal and White game preview.
Let's take a closer look at this week's matchup. This is the Green and Gold Game Preview.
Not this week, big voice guy. It's the Cardinal and White Game Preview. As the Wisconsin Badgers take on the fourth-ranked Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
A game they can win,
they can win,
according to Jesse Nelson.
They can win it 6:30 Sunday night on NBC and on Peacock. Tausch, what is the big storyline heading into Sunday night's game?
Well, there's a ton. It's, the big, mighty Notre Dame Fighting Irish. You got everything kind of going for them. They're super motivated. They got a quarterback that's supposed to be great. They have a running game that's supposed to be dominant. They have a corner that nobody is supposed to be able to throw on. Everything is kind of set up, and nobody really knows a lot about anything. As we're sitting here, we've discussed this when it comes to the Packers, but when you're talking about this game, the Wisconsin Badgers are going to be a better football team. And the question is going to be the quarterback position and the offensive line. I think our defense is going to be good. This is going to be its biggest challenge in week 1. So I don't know how that will play out, but we're deeper on the defensive line. We are, I think, better in the back end. I think we have more athletes. So the storyline is going to be are we going to be able to run the football? And where are we going to get big plays from? That has been a monster issue for this team under Luke Fickell, creating turnovers and big plays. When you don't do either, you struggle. Can Wisconsin find a way to do some of that? And if they can, you're going to make this thing very, very interesting.
The dawn of the Colton Joseph era. We have done this now. This is year four for Luke Fickell, correct?
Correct.
That is correct.
And we have done four quarterbacks in 4 years.
Seven.
Well, no. But, like, the transfer portal, this is the guy. This is the latest guy. And if you didn't listen to the show yesterday, Matt LePay did a great job of talking about the other quarterbacks, too, and how the Badgers may be better positioned if Colton Joseph breaks a chin strap or can't find his helmet. Then maybe they have been in the past when that transfer portal quarterback has been injured each of the last 3 years. So let's see what Colton Joseph's all about from his time at Old Dominion to his time in Madison to his time at Lambeau Field. Next!
Tausch, who will most impact the amount of success the Badgers have on Sunday evening in this game?
Yeah, it's going to be the guys up front. We can talk quarterbacks, and I know that's always the sexy thing to do, but this is going to come down to, you know, I did a hit with Coach Mateos, the offensive line coach, and there's a lot of new guys, and there's going to be whether or not who's all going to be playing yet. Those things are still up in the air, but Wisconsin has made an effort to get back to its roots and being more physical, being able to move people out of the way and run the football, both with quarterbacks, running backs, whatever it might be. That is going to need to be a big chunk of it. And the guys up front can say this for every game, but this is really, I think, imperative this week when you're talking about taking on a big, bad behemoth like Notre Dame. You better be able to run the football. You better be able to control the line of scrimmage. And if you could do that, you can shorten the game and make this thing, I think, a lot more interesting than what people think.
Who will most impact the amount of success the Badgers have on Sunday night? All the guys that I don't know who they are. An incredible number of transfer portal players that, and Tausch told the story of being at the Badger basketball game and they introduced a bunch of guys, and even Tausch, who's the color analyst, was like, who are all these guys? Now he's gotten to know them. He's ready for the season to start. I have not gotten to know them. So I'm going to predict that someone who wasn't on the team last year is going to have a significant impact this year. That is my bold take. What's next?
Third most transfers in the Big Ten, UCLA and Penn State, who both had coaching changes, the only teams with more transfers than Wisconsin this
good
year.
Good stats.
Thank you.
Shine on sports.
More like that on the Barry Alvarez Show at Hard Rock Casino Rockford Tuesday night, 6 to 8, 2-hour special. Come join us. Last one, Wisconsin stuns the college football world and proves they can beat Notre Dame on Sunday night if blank.
Turnovers.
I'm not going to go turnovers, but it's a fun little stat, and it's 150 yards rushing. You get to that number, your success rate with Luke Fickell as your head coach is pretty good. And I know we have not had the success here that everybody has hoped for, but you get to that number, all of a sudden, all of the other things that all the shiny bells and whistles and the things that muddies the game up, and it makes it more in line with pulling off an upset. So 150, and I don't care how we get there. I'm not sure we need it to be one person. I think collectively, if you can get to that number, you know Notre Dame's going to be in it. It's going to be a dogfight. And at this point, I think what everybody is hoping for, let's muddy this game up and find a way to make it where it's in the fourth quarter and it's anybody's game. That should be where everybody's heads are at. And that's, to me, how you find a way to win this football game from the Wisconsin side of it is you're going to be physical. You're going to be able to run the football. And if you can do that, I think you're going to be a lot more people will be surprised than maybe we think.
Do you have that stat? Do you have the number? So they're not including the guaranteed rate bowl that they won when he, I guess, coached the team in that bowl game, sort of?
Technically.
Yeah. They have won 16 football games in 3 years. 7-5-4. Of those 16 wins, do we know how many they got 150 yards rushing or not?
How many?
I don't know. I'm asking you. It's your stat.
I just put a number down. I'm assuming most of them.
I know they're undefeated when they do that in the Luke Fickell era.
I think it's 16-1, matter of fact. That might be it.
Well, that's that will be a major player in their success or failure. I don't know enough about Notre Dame's run defense to think if that's possible or not, so I'll say turnovers. That is our green and our usual green and gold game preview. Now it's our Cardinal and White game preview today. And I'm going to tell you again about Dr. Pepper. I like saying a dirty Dr. Pepper. Am I the only one taking enjoyment from that? I think I'm not.
Dirty Dr. Pepper.
That's what they call it. That's what they call it. And right now you could win a pair of tickets to see Green Bay host Chicago on October 11th, which will include reservations at the Tundra Trio, Green Bay's upscale tailgating destination with the homes that are just steps away from the stadium, featuring gourmet food, premium drinks, all thanks to Dr. Pepper and ESPN Wisconsin. All you got to do is enter now at ESPNWisconsin.com. That's ESPNWisconsin.com. And again, I'm telling you, I'm going to find out today when I go to pick up the girls from school. Nothing hits like a dirty Dr. Pepper. The unmistakable Dr. Pepper flavor with a touch of vanilla and cold foam. Now available at McDonald's. No purchase necessary. Enter by September 20th. Woe Nelly is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Before we get to O'Nelly, tell us about the Pierce 9/11 stair climb at Lambeau.
25 years later, and we still climb so they are never forgotten. Join the Green Bay Metro Fire Department and Pierce Manufacturing for the 14th annual 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb Saturday, September 12th at Lambeau Field. Climb at your own pace while carrying the name and photo of one of the 343 fallen firefighters. It is not about how fast you climb. It's about why you climb. All funds raised benefit the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation. Register or donate at piercemfg.com/climb.
Time now for Woe Nelly.
I'm not going to play the music because we're running low on time, but I do have something I wanted to bring up for you guys. I feel optimistic about Wisconsin's chances against Notre Dame tomorrow night, in large part because of the first game of week one of the college football season last night. Did you see what UMass did to Rutgers?
I did.
UMass, I did. The only team with a worse offense than Wisconsin in 2025 in FBS college football. Wisconsin was 135th. UMass was 136th. UMass had lost like their last 23 games or something against FBS opponents, went on the road, played Rutgers, and beat them in a beatdown, 37-21. UMass gets a win over a Big Ten team last night to open up the season. They were 29.5-point underdogs going into that game last night. I understand Rutgers isn't Notre Dame, but if UMass can turn it around and put 37 on the board on the road against a Big Ten team, why can't Wisconsin flip a switch and go toe-to-toe with the Fighting Irish tomorrow night?
And UMass got $1.5 million to go up there to play. So that Rutgers paid him $1.5 million to go play, beat him, embarrassed him, and that's the kind of game that gets a coach fired. A game like last night. And they still did the fireworks afterwards.
That was the best. All the fans left and they did fireworks.
Embarrassed. And they still throw the fireworks up at Rutgers. And it is the place where football is invented. It was up there in Piscataway. That's at least what they claim. So, I don't know if that has any correlation to anything Wisconsin. But what it does show you that whatever happened last year means almost nothing in today's college football landscape, unless you're one of the blue bloods that keeps all their players. everything changes. And it's not like the NFL where it's 20%. It's closer to 50 to 60%. And we saw that kind of play itself out last night.
UMass beat Rutgers, so Wisconsin has a better chance of beating Notre Dame.
Anything is possible. UMass was terrible. They were the only team worse than us on offense last year.
Isn't the State University of New Jersey also basically terrible?
I mean, they weren't the worst. I think they were bowl eligible last year, which is...
But they're bad.
They have been to a bowl game more recently than
they played
an
easier schedule than our alma mater. Well, not your alma mater. All right. Well, I'm glad you feel better. We'll all feel good because it's Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints, which we will do after I tell you again about Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, the biggest hotel rooms in Milwaukee, nearly 500 beautifully designed rooms and luxury suites, and all kinds of dining options. You can't go wrong with any of them. Dream Dance Steakhouse, The Marketplace, Rockin' Brews, Canal Street Cafe, Ruyi Asian Kitchen, and the Cream City Coffee Company. They've got food and drink specials happening all the time. Sophisticated relaxation, incredible flavor, and a full night out all in one place at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints, is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Why haven't the Packers paid Tucker Kraft?
We would love to have that done. Whether we're able to accomplish that before the beginning of the season or not, we'll see. These things take time, and sometimes they work out, sometimes they don't.
Your home for Packers fans, the ESPN Wisconsin app and the ESPN Madison YouTube channel.
The last, I don't know, several months getting ready to celebrate our 10th anniversary. We are extremely appreciative to you, those who listen or watch every day. As I've said many times, I'm not super comfortable with this big celebration because, hey, we got another show on Tuesday. Like, I'm not big on the victory laps. Some are, but I'm not. But I am proud of what we've built here, and I'm really thrilled that so many people have contributed to what I like to call the Wilde and Tausch Village to make this show what it is. So we're excited to celebrate tomorrow and then get back to work on Tuesday after the Labor Day holiday. We would be remiss, though, if we didn't thank our five biggest partners that are part of our celebration of our 10-year anniversary. Events by Design, Sendix, Outdoor Living Unlimited, Gruber Law Offices, and of course Steinhoffel's our presenting sponsor. We wouldn't have been able to do all the fun stuff we've done without them. So thank you to them for being loyal to us and our show. Those are some originals that have been with us for a long time. So we are very thankful for that. And I look forward to hopefully 10 more of these years, although maybe not like today's. Tausch, any thoughts you'd like to share?
Yeah, I'd like to, obviously, our partners make the world go round, but our team, Jesse, I know we give you a lot of grief, but you've done a ton of work behind the scenes. You've done a great job. Allie and Lainey and Jackie and the whole our whole Good Karma Sports team, everything that we've been able to pull. I should probably wait until after the weekend, but I just know how much work and time has been put into this. I also want to make sure Sarah has done, my wife has done an unbelievable job of, you know, getting a lot of things together too. So it's been a great team effort that we've put together, and that's what's made this thing go around for 10 years, and we'll hopefully keep plugging along.
That's it for us today. We will be back on Tuesday. Thanks as always for coming along for the ride. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.